This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado politicians are reacting to the guilty verdict in the criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the Colorado GOP released a statement which reads in part, quote, "The people of this country just witnessed an unprecedented example of election interference and a blatant disregard for the rule of law. This is a constitutional crisis." And Democratic Representative Diana DeGette posted on X, "The wheels of justice turn slowly, but they do turn. No one is above the law." We're gathering more Colorado reaction all afternoon, and we'll bring it to you on air and online at CPR.org. Lightning claimed the life of a rancher and some of his cattle in northern Colorado last weekend. Chris Vigasky is a meteorologist with the National Lightning Safety Council. He says despite advances in forecasting, no one can predict specifically where lightning will strike.
It is not something that the science supports to be able to say at 10:19, Baldy Peak is going to be struck by lightning or something like that. But we can predict when thunderstorms are going to be in the area.
Vigasky says if there's a threat of lightning, the safest place to be is inside. The Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs graduated nearly 1,000 cadets today. Superintendent Richard Clark commended the class of 2024 for persevering through unprecedented circumstances.
Your parents, your family members dropped you off at USAFA 4 years ago during the global pandemic, and they couldn't even give you a proper goodbye. So there was a lot of uncertainty from day one.
This is CPR News. It's 4:06.